Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there. And then ask yourself if long breathing feels good. Watch it carefully. You can experiment, make comparisons. This is how we learn things in the world. We try one thing and then we try something else and we compare the results. Which is better? You go with whatever's better. You can try something else to compare the results there. Use your powers of observation. Use your powers of judgment. Sometimes we're told that we shouldn't be judging. When they say that, it means basically don't be quick to jump to conclusions. Look carefully. But you have to use your powers of judgment. After all, we're choosing what we do all the time. And there are different courses of action we can take. And you always want to take the best, the one that's most harmless, the one that leads best to long-term welfare and happiness. And for that, you have to exercise your powers of judgment. So look to see when you do something what the results are. And then think if the results don't seem especially good, what could you do that would be better? Use your imagination. Use your ingenuity. After all, that's how the Buddha found his path to awakening. He tried different things. He found many different approaches that just didn't work. Now, if he had simply accepted whatever came up, he would have been stuck right there. But he had that desire. He wanted something better than that. He wanted a happiness that caused no harm at all, a happiness that wouldn't change into something else. So he tried different methods, different techniques, finally found something that worked. He's done a lot of the work for us, but we still have to take his general principles and learn how to apply them to our individual cases. It requires that we develop our own powers of judgment. There's no foolproof path to awakening, because if there were, then any fool could become awakened and still be foolish. You may start out as a fool, but as the Buddha said, if you see your own foolishness, that's the beginning of wisdom. You learn from that because you realize that if an action was foolish, you could have done something else that would have been better. You would have had that choice. So the next time around, you decide to be more careful in the choices you make. In this way, you develop your own discernment. And when it's your discernment, then you know that you can trust it. We borrow the Buddha's discernment, we borrow his wisdom to begin with. But then we have to develop our own. And it's in developing our own wisdom that we develop all the good qualities in the mind. Things like compassion for ourselves, compassion for others because we want to be harmless. Discernment and seeing very clearly what's connected to what actions are connected to our results. Honesty, a sense of responsibility. All the good virtues are required as you meditate. You develop the mind all around. Because the word mind in Pali, citta, can also mean heart. We're developing the heart and the mind. And the more complete that practice is, the more complete our development is, the more solid and reliable the results we're going to get out of our practice. So pay careful attention to what you're doing and the results you're getting. And when you do something well, be happy that you've done it well. But tell yourself that it might be better. When you're happy to look for the better alternative, then you're on the right track.